All right, let's bring in Donnie Collins. Donnie, welcome back, my friend. Great to have you with us.
Same here.
All right, so we always have, you know, it's built up, it's big. And for me, it lived up to everything I thought it would be as a game and then some. Sometimes, you know, sometimes it's a letdown. That wasn't. What did you think of it?
No, it was one of the best games I've ever seen on Saturday night. I mean, just the atmosphere was tremendous. You don't get the SEC team in often enough, and that makes it special on its own. But then you get the fans. The Auburn fans are very passionate. I thought they were extremely loud. For whenever Auburn did something well, you really, you know, it wasn't as if you knew there was a big, you know, difference in Craig. You thought, hey, maybe Penn State did something okay. But yeah, Auburn's fans really showed up, and I thought the atmosphere was 100% what it should have been for a game like that, and so was the game. I thought Penn State, you know, I actually give a lot of credit to Auburn because I thought Penn State played excellent. I think most teams they'd have blown out, you know, the way they played. That's as good a game as you could possibly play on offense, you know, from Clifford. Dotson was remarkable as usual, and the defense was, they've been as good as advertised. But yeah, I think that whole game, yeah, Auburn was able to keep it close enough, obviously, to have some intrigue at the end. But I never thought Penn State would lose the game.
Right.
But I thought it was one of those deals where everything just kind of clicked, and I didn't, you know, I obviously didn't see the game on television that night, but I imagine it was just fascinating television.
What about the work of the offensive line on Saturday night, the way they protected Sean Clifford?
Yeah, actually, it's funny. I asked Phil Trotwing that today because I thought it's as good as you could. There were times against a really, really good, fast, aggressive Auburn defense where Clifford seemed to have all day back there to throw, and to Clifford's credit, you know, I think he was able on, you know, to when there was nobody, when he's just standing in the pocket, he's able to kind of roll out and didn't give up on the plays when the coverage was there and kind of rolled out and extended plays on his own to make some big throws. But I thought the offensive line really paved the way for that. And, you know, they haven't been great in the running game. I think everybody's kind of documented that.
Even yeah.
Franklin said that, but they've been great pass protecting. I mean, he's only been sacked 5 times in the first 3 games, which I think it's an acceptable amount that they drop back to throw. So, you know, and the amount of plays they run. But I think that the offensive line this year, and I thought they had a chance to be really good. I think they've been really good. I you know, take the first half against Wisconsin away when that's an adjustment period on the road against a similarly fast and aggressive defense. But I think the last 10 quarters, they've been better than the defensive lines they faced.
Yeah, I think that's a fair assessment. I think it's a very fair assessment. The last 10 quarters, I think that's accurate. When you look at the Penn State defense, obviously they set a tone in the Wisconsin game. Have they been getting better since the Wisconsin game?
Absolutely. I mean, they haven't a lot of passing touchdowns all season. Yeah. That's kind of a big deal that nobody really talks about because
right.
You know, they've just been that good. You don't expect them to give up a passing touchdown. You know, their defensive backfield, I think, first of all, is off the charts good. I mean, Castro Field, if he's healthy, is a really, really good cornerback, and nobody talks about the guy.
Yeah, it's interesting you mentioned that because somebody said to me the other day, boy, Castro Fields doesn't have any stats. Well, it's getting to the point where nobody's throwing in his direction. You're not going to get any stats.
Yeah, there's – That's the thing about a cornerback. You always look if there's a, I look at games started and tackles. If they have 10 games started and 15 tackles, it means no one throws at them. And Castro Fields is getting to that point. I thought he was last year early on, little he played. I thought he was much better than he was in 19. So yeah, I thought you know if he could stay on the field, he'd be
right.
An effective player. But he's been that effective. And Porter's been even better than he was last year.
Yeah.
I mean, Porter saved them. You know, they run the trick play, and I think Porter was the guy who blanketed the receiver, and that led to the fumble and a really important touchdown for Penn State, obviously on the first play of the second half. But, you know, you combine those two guys with how aggressive Brisker is and his nose for the ball and his leadership back there. That, you know, I don't know. I'm guessing people are going to tell me that there's a more talented secondary in the country, but I don't know if there's one playing better. And it really starts with those couple of guys to me. But then you look at the line on defense, you know, Ebiketie, with Lucetta, I think even Tarburton's made a couple of big plays in big spots.
Mm-hmm.
So and Mustafer's been great. So I would think, you know, you look at the defensive line, that's an area where they've played way better than I thought they would.
Yeah.
And way better than a lot of people thought they would. So I think the defense, when you look at it as a whole, you know, James said they're playing championship caliber defense last week on national television. And I thought that was kind of bold. But I think he's right. And you know, when you could say that when you believe that that's going to continue, and I think that this team, as good as they've been on offense, as good as Yurcich could be, as good as Clifford's gotten, you know, I think this team's going to be carried by the defense all year.
The appreciation here for Jahan Dotson is obviously off the charts. The appreciation for Jahan Dotson in the state is off the charts. Is Jahan Dotson, in your opinion, getting enough recognition nationally for how he's playing?
No. I think he could be in the. You know, he's not going to be in the Heisman conversation. But when you discuss the best players in the country, I think he should be in that in that conversation. He's never going to put up the stat lines that Devontae Smith did or other receivers who won the Heisman. I just don't think he is, but every time he touches the ball, it's kind of magic for Penn State. He does something, and he makes a guy miss that you know could possibly not get him, and he makes the guy miss. You know, he catches the bubble passes. He can go deep. You know, I think the best compliment I could pay for him right now is I don't know how you defend him. I mean, what do you do? I mean, they've had some. Auburn's got some good defensive back. I mean, McCreary is a legitimate defensive back. I mean, the legitimate cornerback. The Wisconsin kid is really good. They couldn't stop him. He made big play after big play. He was a decisive factor in that first half to me for Penn State. So, I don't think he's ever going to get the national recognition that he really should, because at the end of the day, it's a lot about NFL draft status, and I don't think he's a massive, you know, his stature is not something, he's your normal size receiver, but he's not going to get a lot of, and you know, first round hype right now. Maybe later in the year he will, but I think a lot of that goes with the national recognition you get. But he's going to put up numbers every time he touches the ball, and Penn State could get him the ball in many different ways because he can do a lot of different things like that. The play he made coming across the field last week, I thought Clifford had overthrown him.
Yeah,
and I was just watching the defensive back to see where the interception was going to be, and then I hear the crowd roar, and I'm like, Dotson caught that. I had no idea Dotson could even possibly catch it. He made a great play on it. So he plays like a 6'4" receiver, and He's got the moves of a 5'8" receiver. He's special, and I don't know. I don't think a lot of people around the nation know that, but they should. And you know, he's going to have, if they keep winning, he's going to have his chances to prove it. I'll tell you that.
I think McCreary is an NFL level corner. He's going to be drafted no later than the second day in the NFL. Some teams play left corner, right corner. Some teams play boundary corner, field corner. Auburn doesn't do that. They put McCreary on Dotson and had him follow him all over the place. Because, by the way, that's what they always do, by the way. It's not – I mean, that's part of what they do in talking with Stan White, who's their analyst. And he was on Dotson 80% of the time. He still had 10 catches. What does that tell you?
Yeah, that tells you a lot, because McCreary is really good.
Yep.
And the reason McCreary had the interception is because Clifford just threw it up and let Dotson try to make a play.
Yeah.
Now, and I don't blame Clifford for that at all. He did exactly what he should have done. He had a guy in his face. He arm punted there, but he did exactly what he should have done. And that tells you what they think of Dotson, that he's going to be able to make a play, an impossible play, against an NFL caliber cornerback. And I agree. I think McCreary's a second round pick, third round pick,
yeah,
in that area.
Second day.
But yeah. And I But that's what they were trying to do. They were just trying to get see if Dotson could do something, and that's the kind of faith that they have in Dotson on this team, and they should. He has never. And I'll be honest with you. Before last season, I really wondered whether he was a number one receiver. He was a smaller guy. I thought a slot guy was never it never looked to me like a dynamic guy until that Minnesota game probably should have been a clue. But he gets better every week. He's something.
You've collected a lot of collateral so far in this season with wins over Wisconsin, Ball State, Auburn. Now you get Villanova this week. Thoughts going into this one?
And Villanova's a good FCS team.
No question.
Yeah. It's look. I looked into I think it's 8 of the 10 teams currently in the AP top 10 playing FCS team.
Right.
You need to play these teams, and I think at the end of the year, if those are the 10 teams, if those 10 teams are in it, I think you could argue Penn State's playing the best of the FCS teams that are on these schedules. So I don't think Villanova could win the game. Are there ways that they could challenge Penn State? Yes. Is it a total walkover for Penn State? Probably. But I think Villanova has a lot of. I think it was some kind of crazy stat where they have 31 players from their 2019 two deep that are back.
Yes.
In 2021.
Yes.
It's just some kind of crazy stat about their. They remind me a lot of Ball State. They probably don't have the talent because of the difference in levels. But they have some over there that can. But I'll be honest with you. Penn State needs this week to kind of gather themselves after the first three games.
Sure.
That is just a brutal, brutal run. Yeah. And look, if you look at all these teams that play FCS schools, a lot of them are in the SEC. They know what they're doing when it comes to championship run. I've heard a lot of people say, "Oh, they shouldn't be playing an FCS school." I mean, well, why not? Everybody else does, and I don't think Villanova. I think there's some ways that Villanova can challenge Penn State and make Penn State better. I mean, they're a good run defense. I don't think just running the ball against them and finding that groove a little bit it means nothing in this game. I think you could get better against this team. So I think Villanova will serve its purpose this week. Let's put it that way.
Always a pleasure, Donnie. Thanks so much for your time. Appreciate you very much.
Hey, thanks, Steve.